So one of the scriptures that, matter of fact, is an excellent chapter on sin is Isaiah 59, where it teaches us that it's our iniquities. Let's start maybe in verse 1 just to set the context here. Isaiah 59, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." So this is what divides or separates us from God, are these sins, iniquities, evil spirits within our own mind. It's not because God doesn't want to hear us and talk to us and have his communion with us. It's because it's the evil that's blocking between us and God. Verse 3, "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness." Verse 4, "None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, they speak lies, they conceive mischief, and bring forth iniquity." And here we have an important Bible idea that these sins conceive within our mind. And that word is not accidentally used. It's talking about a conception process. That we have something within us that's able to receive ideas, receive feelings. That's faith. We're all born with oodles of faith. God pictures it like glue. Anything that comes along can stick to that faith. Well, faith is not bad. Faith is good. That's holy. But if evil comes along, like a sperm of a man comes along and conceives or is with that faith, then there's a conception that can take place. And the important thing in this understanding, one part of it, is that it takes an outside source for the sperm to come from. We aren't born with, no woman is born pregnant. There has to be a seed sown from an outside source before a woman becomes pregnant. She has to have an egg there to receive it. Well, we're not going to become pregnant with sin unless there's an outside seed or word, impression, message of some sort. And we know that messages are given not just by the spoken word. They're given by body language. They're given by tones of voice. They're given by a variety of ways that the impression is made on us. And so our senses pick up these different things and they stick. They form within our mind. They conceive within our mind if we mix our faith with them. Whether they're a truth or whether they're a lie. Whether they're Holy Spirit things or whether they're evil spirit things. If we don't have any way to discern or filter them out, then they're going to come in and stick. And there's lots of examples that have been talked about and will be more this afternoon. The next verse says, "They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web." So here we have a visible picture of a spider's web. And when we talk about cobwebs of evil spirits, this is one of the places where that particular visual aid is mentioned. And so we want to learn a little bit how to use this as a tool to help us in discernment. So we have here a small cobweb. And we may take time to draw different cobwebs that some of you may have some different discernment programming on various cobwebs.